so glad you're back. This is like the 34th episode, 35th. I don't know. It's somewhere in the 30s. And it's the first time ever we're doing this episode of the 35th episode or whatever number episode we're in. And I'm so glad that you're here, guys. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I'm sorry for the late episode. I know this is like, what? If you're listening to this, it's probably already Saturday. If you're listening to it when it comes out. If not, it's so late, and I get it. And I know I gave you a bonus episode last week, but the bonus episode almost came to fulfillment as the episode in... You guys get what I'm saying. I am sorry. It was a busy week, you know what I'm saying? I'm a full-time youth pastor, so I do full-time things. And it took up my time, and this was my last week of my intern, and so working with her to make sure that she transitions well back as just a volunteer. And then... I'm not gonna be in my youth group this fall. This Sunday, this next Sunday, I don't know when you're listening to this or whatever Sunday that is. And it was just so much work I had to get done, and so doing this podcast is like it missed me. Like I couldn't do it. I just didn't have time, and so I'm doing it now, and we're doing it live. We're doing it live, and guess what, guys. We're doing it live in Cleveland. Like, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio right now. Never been in Ohio. Never been to Cleveland. Never stepped foot in Indiana or Cleveland before. And I did both today. And it's lovely. Indiana was lovely. Cleveland's lovely. Lovely. And I did so many things, guys. I ate at a really good Mexican place called, like, Barrio or something. And then I had a hot dog at a place called... Happy Dogs, and that was ridiculous, but it was really good. It's been a good day. Cleveland's a cool town, and so if you live near Cleveland, and we didn't get to meet up, I'm sorry, but we live in a cool place. I was like only traveling through Indiana, so I didn't get to really stop anywhere or do anything in Indiana except for like sleep for a couple hours. But I saw Notre Dame. I drove by Notre Dame, and that's pretty cool. Like, can I be honest? I didn't know Notre Dame was there. I knew it existed, and I knew it was, like, in Indiana, I think. But I didn't know, like, I would, like, actually drive by and see it. So that was an experience. So before we get into this episode, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I need you guys to share this. I need you guys to share the podcast. I need you to tell your friends. I need you to tell all your youth pastor friends. Put us on Instagram, put us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever. And because I'm starting my own denomination. And if you want to be in my denomination, you have to share it. And so if you want to be a Frankist, a Frankizite, 15 minutes with Franklican. We're going to go with Franklican because that sounds stupid. If you want to be a Franklican, if you want to be in my denomination, you got to share the podcast, all right? So share it, tell a friend, listen, we love all denominations, but if you want to be a Franklin, you got to share this. And so make sure you subscribe to the iTunes, the Google Play, if you're on the other ones. Make sure you're on the mailing list, and make sure you're on all my social networks. Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, sometimes, you know, whatever you're on, please join it. I think I'm debating whether or not I should do a Facebook page because I feel like that's really narcissistic, and I don't know if I should do a 15 Minutes with Frank Facebook page. I could be convinced otherwise, but I haven't done so because I feel like that's extremely narcissistic and dumb. But I think it might be an efficient way to promote stuff and maybe have a little community of people to talk about, you know, sharing what we're doing or, you know, the night before, or in this case, 5 nights before. Would love to, I don't know. If you think I should do it, let me know. That'd be great. All right. Let's dive into this. Oh, at the end of the podcast, I have a challenge. I want this to work. Okay. So make sure you listen to the end of the podcast because I want to do a challenge for you guys. I want it to be a consistent thing in these episodes, all right? So stay tuned, stay to the end. I promise it'll be worth it. All right. So before we dive in, also, anyone going to DYM 100? I'm going to week one, and it's gonna be lit. DYM 100, probably the best conference I've ever gone to. So much fun. Summer camp for youth pastors. All right, let's talk about what I did this past Sunday. So one thing you should know is that in Wisconsin, we have a state fair that's a really big deal. Now, I'm sure state fairs are big deals in every state, but in Wisconsin, like, they think it's a really big deal. So it was the last day of the state fair this past Sunday, and one thing that's very Wisconsin is cream puffs. So students were coming in, and we had music playing. We had our leader meeting and all that stuff, and the students were coming in. And we had miniature cream puffs that you could probably, I bet you could buy this anywhere in the country. They're in your freezer section. It's like little pastries with like a whipped cream type of thing inside of them. And we gave them as our snack. And that was kind of a fun little snack that our kids enjoyed. It was silly. And it was fun. It was good. I think we gave water with it too or something. And so kids are eating snacks. They're enjoying. They're hanging out. And then we move them to the area where we're just going to have the service. And they sit down. And we play our Fuse One Night promo video. I'll put a link to that Fuse One Night thing in the frankhill.me on the blog show notes of the podcast. And you know, some people have asked me, because I'm bringing, as you guys know, in the band Citizens and Saints, and I'm bringing Josh Griffin to speak to Fuse One Night. And that's a free event to our students, and it's a back-to-school event, and we try to invite, you know, we try to push our kids to invite as many people as we can. We get somewhere between 400 to 500 kids every year. And by every year, I mean 1 year, because we've only done this once, so hopefully we have the same numbers, so I'm not lying. But that's the goal, is to have about 400 or 500 kids come to this event. There's going to be people who aren't kids that are the event. That's fine. But it's for middle school and high school kids. And there's some surprises. I have some things. I would share with you what they are, but I think some kids listen to my podcast because they're weird. So I'll tell you about what happened Fuse One Night after Fuse One Night, because there are some surprises I'm really excited about. but Citizens and Saints, or just Citizens, because I think they just changed their name back to just Citizens because they got signed to Humble Beast, the record label. They're performing. And some people have asked me, like, how do I pull these events off? Like, how do we pull these big events off? And as well as, like, when it comes to, Big Winter Weekend. And, like, we're bringing in some big artists for that and stuff like that. How do we pull it off? And some people suggested I do a whole episode of that. I think I will. I don't have a lot of advice on that. I do have some advice. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I don't know what advice needs to be given out, I guess, is what I'm thinking. But I will. I'll do an episode on that and talk about how I do Fuse One Night, how I do a Big Winter Weekend. But I think I want to have a conversation with everyone about just these events in general, because I think, like, sometimes people want to do these events when you don't have to, and that might not make sense. When I do an episode about this, I'll explain what I mean. But like, each youth group needs to contextualize what is beneficial and most beneficial for their context. And I think sometimes, when we see other churches do other things, we're like, we got to do that in our context, which ultimately might not be the best thing for your context. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a youth group in Alaska who I've been talking to who put up these big, huge events, and that works for them. But I know a youth group in Oklahoma who doesn't bring in, like, these giant names and stuff like that, and they're killing it. Like, their youth group is bigger than mine, you know? And so, I think there's a lot of contextualizing that you need to have and know about your group before you start diving into these, you know, multi-$1,000 events, if that makes sense. So we'll talk about that another day. But if you want to see the promo video for Fuse One Night, I'm so excited. And listen, if you're listening to me and you're in, like, northern Chicago, somewhere in Wisconsin, I don't care. If you're anywhere near Milwaukee, in like a four-hour radius, bring your kids. I would love for this to be your back-to-school event. Listen, Fuse One Night is going to have Citizens and Saints and Josh Griffin speaking. If you're a youth pastor, we're going to give out some DYM swag to youth pastors who are coming. It's a big deal. It's going to be fun. And this is not me trying to take anybody's kids. I don't need your kids. I have enough kids to deal with. I just want this to be a huge event so that way kids hear the gospel and they're excited to share the gospel with their friends when they go back to school. So you can check that out, fuseonenight.com. All that stuff will be on the website, frankhill.me. Okay, so after that, our host came up for the day. As you guys remember, every single week we have a different volunteer leader who goes up and shares the announcements. And then the announcements are Fuse One Night, and then we also, like, are encouraging students to serve within the student ministry. And so we're doing all that kind of stuff. Then we have three games. And so the first game we played was called Maze Craze, and that was a game that I believe is from the DYM perks of the DYM membership. So if you aren't a DYM member, you might not be able to have access to that till next month. It was a silly game. It was a fun game. And it's one of those games where, like, you choose a corner, you know what I'm saying? And if you're right, you keep going. If you're wrong, you sit down. But one thing I did is whenever we play those type of games where, you know, it's the four corners type of thing, I hate the fact that kids have to sit down and stop playing because then they're just watching other kids play. I think they get annoyed of that. So instead of doing that, I said, everyone keeps playing the whole time. Just keep track of points because points don't matter. And so kids are just running around. And that game, though, like, goes into a level of silliness where, like, it's complete guesswork on what's the right answer. And I think sometimes even those type of games frustrate students when they can't, like, when it's completely guesswork. I think that sometimes that, like, gets frustrating to students. So it was a fun game. Not the best game we've played, but it was a really fun game. I think I need to really evaluate those four corner games because I think sometimes, at least in my context, my kids get bored with it easily or get frustrated. Then we play a game called Dead Cow. And so you remember Dead Cat? Nothing like that. I found this. There's a YouTube channel I follow. I can't think of the name right now, but I'll plug the video on my website, fringo.me. And Dead Cow is basically a game where it's really easy to explain. You choose like four students. You choose five students total, but you choose four students to be the dead cows. And they lay on the floor on their back. And then there's a farmer, and the farmer's job is to make, is to raise the cows from the dead. And the way they do that is they go up to the dead cows and they like tell the dead cows like jokes, whisper in their ears. You just can't touch the cows, the people, you know what I'm saying? And you say enough jokes to a point where they start laughing, and if they laugh, they become the farmer themselves, and then they help the farmer wake up the other dead cows, and you keep going. So we played that game. There's a full video explanation on my website, but it didn't work great because two of our kids were like stone cold solid. Like, they didn't laugh at all. They were just like rocks. And so I guess that was a good thing because, like, the kids were funny, but the kids that didn't laugh were even funnier because they didn't laugh. You know what I'm saying? So I think one thing when you play that game is you have to be very mindful of who the farmer is, because if the farmer isn't like a self-starter, you know, funny by himself, it's going to be a very boring, dry game. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Wisconsin's a very big deal for the state fair. And so our third game was called Cream Puffy Off. And so I showed this video. I'll try to find the video and put it in the website of how people eat cream puffs. And so if you don't know what a cream puff is, think of it as like basically a croissant with lots of whipped cream in the middle. It's the messiest meal ever. And personally, I think it's overrated. And I've asked a lot of people, they all agree it's an overrated dessert. But people stand in line for like 30 minutes for it at the fair. It's a big deal. And so we decided it's already a messy meal as is. And so we made them all put their hands behind their back and try to eat the cream puff without their hands. So they got covered in whipped cream. It was really messy. It was really funny. Classic game. It went over well. And a kid who came for the first time ever played it and won. So it was kind of funny. So then after we played that, we had our worship. This is Amazing Grace, How He Loves, Cornerstone. And this was week one without our worship leader. And it wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad at all, actually. In fact, there was a guy named Isaac in our student ministry who just started this like past June or maybe May, and he mentioned to me when he interviewed with me, he said I could play guitar, and I was like, all right, I'll keep that back in my mind. And so I asked him would he be willing just to play guitar and have the students lead, and he did, and he did such a good job that I asked him if he wants to do this over and over again, and he said yes, and I said great. So it worked out well. He's going to be our new worship guy. He's unlike the previous guy. He's not like a worship leader by nature, so I will have to kind of help him and train him. But he's a self-starter. He's a smart guy, and he's fun. And I think he'll do well. And the kids like him, so I'm excited about that. So after worship, I preached a message called No Fear from Psalms 46, and so I just basically broke down the passage of Psalm 46 about how like we should have zero fear because God is completely sovereign and in control. And He's our refuge and our strength, and we can be still and know that He is God. And I thought it was a good opening sermon as we start off the new year. After that, we had small groups, and then after that, we dismissed everybody. And so overall, it was a good, really good night. Our numbers weren't that great. We were low. I would say we were running at like 75%. It's still the end of summer, last day of fair, kids are coming back from vacation. So I think we're not going to be hitting normal numbers until after our fall kickoff fuse one night. So it is what it is, but it's still cool. This week, I won't be at my youth group, but I'll still do a podcast. I'll do my best and tell you what I think happened. I'm going to probably call my volunteers and ask them how it went and stuff like that. But my campus pastor, so basically one of my bosses. I don't know who my boss is. I think my boss is my executive pastor and my campus pastor, and they are my boss over different areas of my ministry. Like, one's a financial boss, the other one's like my pastoral boss, if that makes sense. So my pastoral boss, he is doing the service, and basically he's preaching a sermon, and we're doing a 3-week series on a series called Say Yes, which is actually in the Download Youth Ministry store. But we're rewriting our own messages, but we're using the graphics and stuff like that. And I'm super stoked. I can't wait for him to do the sermon. He is talking about the parable of the lost sheep and understanding that, like, God loves us in a crazy way. So super excited about how this is going to go. I might only preach one time in this 3-week series, because in 3 weeks I'm preaching main service. So I don't know if I could preach 4 times in one day and then run back and preach a whole different sermon. So I might have to find another person to preach that 3rd sermon, which this will be the first time we ever do a series and I only preach once. So I'm still debating how that's going to work out, but I'm not afraid to give up the pulpit, but I also don't like giving up the pulpit, if that makes sense. Maybe it's a pride thing. I don't know. All right. I told you guys that I have an idea, and here's my idea. I want you guys to tell me the silliest and weirdest thing a student's ever texted you or told you, whether it's in a service or a text message or an email, or whatever. I want to hear the silliest stuff. And so I want you guys to either Facebook me or tweet me or Instagram me even with screenshots. It'll be crazy, but use hashtag 15 minutes with Frank. It's a long hashtag, but do hashtag 15 minutes with Frank, and I'll check the hashtag, and I would love to hear and read the silliest stuff kids have ever told you. Like whether their prayer request was to stop their diarrhea, whether they had a really weird illustration of explaining the Trinity. I want to hear the weirdest and strangest stuff. And I want to hear it every week. I want to share with you guys something new of the weirdest stuff you've heard in student ministry. So I would love to do that. Hashtag 15 minutes with Frank, and then we'll make this a weekly thing. All right, guys? Like I said, I'm so sorry this is late, but it's for a good reason, guys. I'm on vacation, gonna enjoy Buffalo, gonna enjoy some wings. So hopefully you have a good time, and until next time, guys, bye buddies.